From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continues today. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Moscow not to play with fire. Speaking in the city of Beirut, Erdogan accused Russia of that by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS, and also by further irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial or humanitarian activities. Turkey's state-run news agency, as well as a Turkish relief group, reported Wednesday that Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 and wounding 10. Russia announced Friday that it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey amid the escalating spat. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced Moscow will halt the existing pattern of visa-free visits starting January 1st, saying Turkey has become a conduit for terrorists and been reluctant to share information with Moscow about Russian citizens accused of involvement in terrorist activities. Turkey's downing of the Russian military jet on Tuesday, the first time in half a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane, has drawn harsh criticism from Moscow. The detention of two prominent journalists in Turkey has provoked national and international criticism. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of two leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The U.S. Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges. Dündar, speaking before his trial on Thursday, expressed defiance. He said he and Gül are journalists, not traitors or spies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
French President François Hollande, presiding over today's National Memorial Service for Victims, promised to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. The commemoration held in Paris began with a somber reading of the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Stéphane Alati, 39 ans.
Nick Alexander.
It has been 2 weeks since Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including packed concert halls. The ceremony was attended by other top French leaders and families of victims, as well as hundreds of the injured in France's worst ever terrorist attacks. German police say they've released two men arrested earlier this week on suspicion of planning a terrorist attack against the state. Police told local media no evidence was found to hold the men who were detained outside the skirts of Berlin following a raid on an Islamic cultural center. After the raid, authorities cleared the area surrounding the men's vehicle, which was said to contain a suspicious object, but nothing harmful was inside the vehicle. The men's ages were 28 and 46, but so far authorities have not released their names or information on their alleged plot. And police in Colorado Springs, Colorado, have been exchanging gunfire with a shooter inside the city's branch of the Planned Parenthood organization. Police confirmed 4 officers wounded, several civilians injured as well, but they say they don't know exactly how many. The area is not secure, according to police on social media at the beginning of the standoff. They also warned news media to stay back from what they called an active shooter scene. Planned Parenthood is a controversial thing in the United States because some of its branches provide abortions. However, the bulk of its work is to provide women's health care. Chicago police say they've made an arrest in the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy whose alleged gang-related death has sparked outrage in that city. In a press conference on Friday, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy announced the arrest of 27-year-old Corey Morgan, who has been charged with first-degree murder for what he called the unfathomable targeted execution of Tashawn Lee. Chicago police say the 9-year-old was lured into an alley and killed because of his family's involvement in the gang. Police say another person is already in custody and a third is still being sought. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.